From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma hit the Florida Keys early Sunday. The storm is now moving north with severe winds and pounding rain, leaving behind a trail of destruction across fragile islands. VOA reporter Tobias Hassell is in a hotel in Miami, which is also being hit hard by the extremely dangerous hurricane.
The restaurant wasn't completely open. They were giving us what they have. But like for lunch, so far, they don't have not much. They just have some fruits and yogurt. So what I have right now on my own, it's, of course, water and granola bars. And I'm planning to survive with that.
The vast storm headed north toward more populated cities along Florida's Gulf Coast could bring devastation to parts of the peninsula state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century. Hurricane-force winds extended outwards 130 kilometers from the eye of the storm, and tropical gales were up to 350 kilometers. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has risen to at least 90 now, after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. At least 15 people died in the neighboring state of Chiapas, and 4 people were killed in the state of Tabasco. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened parts of Mexico City and killed thousands. Relief efforts are continuing at this hour. This is VOA News. At least 3 people were killed and 13 others were wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at a tea shop in a central Somali town. 3 journalists are among the wounded. Australians have surrendered more than 400 guns a day under a firearms amnesty that began in July. The weapons turned in include several high-powered military assault rifles as well as shotguns from the Vietnam War. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This is the first national no-questions-asked amnesty since one following a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. 26,000 firearms have been handed in so far, much to the surprise of Australian officials. They'd not expected so many weapons to be surrendered during the 3-month program. Law enforcement authorities have been worried that unwanted military-style rifles, pistols and shotguns could fall into the hands of extremists and criminal gangs. The New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner is Dave Donoghue.
Because it is an amnesty, we don't know the history of those firearms. We're not running searches on those firearms, but certainly it is a potential there that those firearms could have been stolen or otherwise unlawfully obtained.
A similar amnesty followed the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania more than 20 years ago. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar, also known as Burma, have called for a month-long ceasefire beginning Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. Fighters from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, as they call themselves, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month, leading to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. Iraqi authorities said Sunday they are holding more than 1,300 foreign women and children. They are the families of suspected Islamic State jihadists at a camp for displaced people, and they expect to repatriate them to their home countries. The women and children, mostly from Russia, Turkey, and Central Asia, with some from European countries, surrendered to Kurdish forces at the end of August after Iraqi fighters drove Islamic State from the northern town of Tal Afar near Mosul. Iraqi officials say they're verifying the nationalities of the women, many of whom no longer had their original passports or other international documents. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.